Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Clint Hurdle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Amos Otis. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The slide. Fisk applies the tag. McRae is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Remy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alan Ripley now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Lockhock scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Dwight Evans now playing center field. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 7-0, Royals. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquett hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Patek moves to second. It's 8-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patek moves to third. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockhock moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-0, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Tom Paquett. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.